Good morning, Josh.
They don't have their data. They're so fractured. None of the infrastructure we have, the emails, the mass mails, all that kind of stuff, it is not functional. It is not that. It's not good. The numbers aren't. It is terrible. That's why I'm having a hard time getting 100 people. And they're having and they're fighting off 550. We have, and so I'm telling Connie, I said, I know Marcus Pass. But the work that he's put in over the years. I said, you can't do that. And Donna's all upset because Tom has a way of being condescending publicly. You can't do that. It's not good.
You can't do that.
Not as chairman. You can't do that. Even if she is batty as a fruitcake, nutty as a frog, you can't do that. Because overall, she's been there.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a good lady. She's not the hell. She's a good lady.
She's a pain in the neck.
She's a pain in the ass. But she's a good lady.
She does stuff.
And has done stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just bending to you because I can't bend to anybody else. Because I can't bend about the chairman to other people. And I can't vent about what's going on right now. And I told Mark the other day, I said, I'm pissed off. I said, because I got retired. You retired. I didn't retire. And then I told Connie this morning, I said, Connie, I said, you got something real. The reason why I'm not here every Monday is because I was living in Southington. I was homeless.
Tom is very hard on people. Sometimes you ought not to be. What are you going to do?
Well, that's up to him.
I don't know.
Because when you got people working for you for free, and you don't always have Trump.
Yeah, for the rest of us, working for free, life gets in the way from time to time.
Right.
And, right. You do what you can.
And you don't mature good. Well, I'm just saying. Don't get me wrong.
It's going to be a good event tomorrow.
It's going to be a great event tomorrow morning and afternoon. It's going to be absolutely fabulous.
I wish I could go to
I wish you could.
I'm
sorry you're going to miss it. I do understand. And I didn't say anything early ahead of time. It wasn't even a thought. But we have a backup plan for a co-host.
Okay.
That'll be the Sticks. The Sticks doesn't have to be by himself.
Okay. Who's going to come?
He actually broadcast on WHK in Cleveland overnight.
Oh, wow. Good.
So we'll have him there with me. And Bob, I'm going to try to plug. We're going to plug the station. It's going to be a great night.
Are they going to put this over Cleveland?
Don't know about it. I didn't ask them to know.
So it'll be broadcast
here,
but not
right
up there.
And on Facebook Live. Don't forget about Facebook Live.
I really wish I could go. That'd be a lot of fun. But
it's Mark.
I've got so much going 10,000 different directions here, and I'm trying to keep everything together that's happening last week, this week, and next week. And
Mark, if I pull this off tomorrow, that room will be full of such a diverse group of people with one of the most polarizing African-Americans in the country. I got people coming that hate him. I got people coming that love him. I got people to come to just because they love me. I got people to come that are coming to want to hope that hoping that hate me, hoping that I fall on my face.
How come God hope this is
don't get the structure?
Why?
Because
everything is
about power and nothing is about service. See, Mark's biggest problem is Mark's about service, not about power.
Yeah.
And if Tom's not careful, Tom will get consumed by power and they'll kill him. Because Mahoning Valley doesn't do well good with power. That's why our billionaires in Mahoning County don't drive Rolls Royces. I'm just saying. Do you know how much money we have there?
Pardon me?
You know how much money is in Mahoning Valley?
A lot of money.
And they all drive Toyotas and Fords.
Yeah.
And you don't know who they are.
That's right.
And they hate when you flaunt power.
I know. I don't understand.
Good morning. Who's here with me? Good morning, Josh. How are you? Hey, I'm so happy to see you tomorrow. And thank you so much for coming in the cut. I'm so excited. I thought you were going to broadcast tomorrow also. I'm going to tap in my Comrex. I'll test it tomorrow morning. Give me a favor, text his cell phone number to me so I can test it before we come up. Pardon me? Who's covering with you tomorrow morning? Then send me Steve's information because I'll do it right before we come up. It shouldn't be rocket science. Everything is charged, and I'm going to have everything back, and I'm going to take pictures of everything as I take them apart. La, 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 la. Well, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I've got to say good morning to Mark Mangi. He's in studio with me. Want to thank Win the World for being one of our sponsors. They are the best in the valley. And if you're looking for replacement windows and looking to do some upgrades on your home this spring, give them a call at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. Tell them Tracy sent you. Got Mark with me. I got to tell you what happened this morning. I have been running all morning. I come in, dog has to go. I've got her on a routine, and the routine is we go on our way to work, and then we come to work, and we have a very, very quiet time. Because I'm running late this morning, I'm running in the door. I can't find my keys. Everything's sitting outside. Mark's coming in. Dog is going nuts. So I send Mark on dog walk duty. You know you got friends when you can send your friends on dog walk duty. Good morning, Mark.
Patches is such a sweetie.
She had you were on dog walk duty.
And I wish my dog would – my dog does not go as fast as Patches goes. But my dog, it's an effort. We have to undertake the effort to get him to go out to do his business. Patches went right away. I wish I could get mine to do that.
She's on a schedule.
Yeah.
We go on the way to work.
Mine is too, but mine wants to walk about a mile before he decides to go.
Oh, no, we can't walk a mile. No. That's not a good idea. That's a bad, bad, bad idea. Bad, bad, bad idea.
Yeah. So big day tomorrow.
Big day tomorrow. Sheriff David A. Clark is going to be in Northeast Ohio. He starts in Cleveland tomorrow morning at 11:30, and then he'll be with us here in the Mahoning Valley at 6 o'clock. And it's going to be a great day. He is one of the most polarizing black men I have seen in a long time.
But we talked to him last week.
Yeah, we did. Great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. I look forward to hearing from him. I'm looking forward to having people hear him.
I'm looking forward to seeing, listen, when you're in Mahoning County and you get 500 plus people coming to a Republican event,
you did
that
big.
Is a newsworthy event.
500 people. I mean, you know,
and the tickets aren't $10. I mean, they're a little bit, you know,
that's a few dollars. But don't say this.
They're a few dollars.
It'll be a great night. It'll be a great night out. People want to hear what he has to say. Remember, the polarization of America, and what I'm seeing right now, is they are dividing us, Mark, by every type of division you could possibly come to. And when you've got a man like David Clark, who's an African American retired sheriff. He's a man of law and order. He was a Democrat, and I believe he still is a registered Democrat, who came out and supported President Trump because President Trump supported law and order, and he wants the right thing to do. When you see that happening, and then you see a room full of white people, because out of
– Are there non-white people coming tomorrow?
There are going to be – I will say you probably get about 15.
Okay.
Should we take a count now?
Yeah.
How much should we bet right now? The number is 516-595-8258. Let's see what prediction we can come up with. How many do you predict that will be there?
You know, I think 15 is probably about right.
I think you're going to get about you're going to get about 15 African Americans. That includes me.
But I would not be surprised to see it as low as 5 to 10.
I wouldn't be surprised to see it as low as Raymond Butler.
Right.
We can name people. Yeah. Will Harris is coming. That's three.
Okay.
There's a couple more. So there'll be about five.
Yeah.
Because it's Law and Order. And then mine in the daytime was going to be interesting because I'm going to have almost like a 50-50. So in Cleveland, we're going to do a 50-50.
Take pictures.
We're going to do a 50. No, we will not take pictures.
No pictures.
There will not be pictures.
Oh.
What we're doing in Cleveland is to make sure we are a movement. We are not a we're not in it for publicity. And so, you might see the pictures, but I'm saying we don't want – I'm not trying to get people fired for being in the room for talking to Sheriff Clark.
I got that, yeah.
And we don't realize – you don't –
But you can't from the back. Nobody's going to see any faces that way. You want to show the people.
I want to show the people the crowd.
Yeah, and you always do that from the back. I don't let
okay.
When I go out and take pictures, I rarely take pictures of people's faces because you don't know where they what the issues they have. You don't want those faces to show up in places they ought not to be. But I love to take pictures from the back to show the crowd.
That's a good idea. I think that we'll try that.
Yeah.
Because we cannot show. Do you realize that people can get hurt? They asked me, will there be cameras there? Because I don't want people to see that I'm there listening to David Clark. And you don't want your cells to go down.
Is it that bad in this country that we've reached that point?
In some aspects, yes.
Because I'm on the sheet, I want you to see what I wrote in orange, because I don't know where you stole the black pen to.
Oh, I do that.
Of topics for today. And it says,
news media again. Not news media again.
News media mea culpa, and why?
Oh, Mark, not the news media again.
No, but it's
perfect...
changed. This is important.
It's changed?
It's changing. There's interesting things going on right now. So we'll talk about that next segment. But there's been some change in the approach to news with these people. It has been noticeable and headline-making, and I'm serious about that. So the question is, why at this time? Are you starting to see
this
movement?
Let me tell you why. If it's positive for Trump and they're moving in the positive, trust me, there's a skeleton in the closet.
Well, who's got skeletons in the closet?
They do.
Well, I know they do. There's stuff that's going to come out.
I don't think they're going to do anything about it, but no.
Well, you never know. But these folks, the changes that I'm seeing – even today in the New York Times, yesterday on CNN, it's amazing the backtracking that they're doing. They're not saying they're sorry, but they're modifying their narrative. And we'll talk about that next segment.
Mark, you keep on moving to the next segment. What else? Hold on. Hi, good morning, Pionki. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm
fine. Good. That's good. You know, you look nothing like your picture. Have you seen what Pionki looks like?
No, I haven't seen it.
Why is it that when you talk to people, and before it came to the world where we see people, why is it that you have an image of people, and when you meet them, they never look like what you think?
I know.
Well, let me tell you.
I really look like Rock Hudson.
Let me tell you about that.
Explain.
I've had people say, oh, I didn't know you was black.
But no. Not only you are black.
They see me.
Dark skin, short hair, suit wearing, bow tie, uptight guy. And I see a picture of you and you all. I didn't have my glasses on, but you look like you got dreadlocks, a country hat, a beard. And an earring in your ear.
No, I didn't have no earring in my ear. But when you try to master the English language, people want to put a picture with you. That has been detrimental to me sometimes. Go ahead.
Yesterday I was in Westerville, Ohio. And I like
Where
it down
were you?
There. I was in Westerville.
Okay.
I like it down
well,
there.
We've all been down to Columbus.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Westerville's a really cool little town.
Yeah.
And it has a great little identity of old America. It's really cool. And we need to take a look at that for Youngstown and see if we can steal some ideas, because I think we need to embrace our heritage and our history and who we are and where we've come from, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you're going to be enamored with the mafia, we need to make the mafia come alive in Youngstown and make money off of it.
Sure.
That's just my thought. So I'm down in Westerville yesterday.
Louisville has a whorehouse in it.
A who?
Louisville has a whorehouse in it. You read that, you know, Texas has a whorehouse in it. That's a little whorehouse in Texas. Louisville has a whorehouse.
I think we need to embrace
these
things.
We need to embrace the past.
We need to, I mean, we need to get
the train used to stop there and let the guys off. And then they'd pick them back up when they're going back to
the I mean, we need to talk. We really need to do this. We need to put a forecast, because right now what we're doing, this here thing is not working for me. But I'm just saying, and I'm trying to get – but I was in Westernville. So I'm having a conversation with a man, and he has adopted a black son. And he said his son did not know he was black until he went to school at 6.
Oh, my goodness.
And so now his young man is now in the military. And he is having a very, very hard time assimilating to who he is because of the culture in which he's been raised in and in the environment that he's been raised in. And my question to you, Pianki, because you talked about the command of the English language, please explain to me, why is it that if you talk and you speak the King's English, if you are educated, we allow our children to, in 2019, to ostracize and to bully and to pick on the other children?
Well, I hear people say that, Tracy, but I never have experienced it. But you know, you probably have been accused of talking white. I know I
have.
Yeah,
that's why I talk black now. I talked so white, I had to learn how to talk black because I was tired of being, you know, excluded because I talk like a white girl.
Yeah. I wouldn't let my kids speak. I made my kids, when they said something incorrect, I corrected them. So the society you're talking, the society you're living in, you should be able to communicate correctly.
So, Mark.
Yes.
As a businessman.
Yes.
You walk in and out of different businesses. And we know that people who have a command of the English language tends to benefit, grow further, do better, move forward,
right,
have forward trajectory.
Right.
Why today are we in a place where we are not making and striving and encouraging good dynamics? And I'm going to take a break real quick because when I come back, I'm going to tell you about the song that I heard in the grocery store the other day that
Ooh.
I had to turn around and leave because it bruised my whole ego, spirit, and nature.
Wow.
You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My calling number here is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back. I was on the air. I was in the store down here. I wanted to get Three Musketeers. F this, do this, suck this, go this, back up this, fuck this. I'm like, whoa. It was, you're this, I'm going to do this to you. We're going to... What?
Because there's a lot of people making a lot of money off of that.
But why are we allowing it?
It's the store that's playing it. The question you should ask, why are you allowing this over your speaker system?
Well, you're allowing everything else. You're allowing men and girls bathroom. But you know, on the language, where it really plays out is when you are writing a report and you're trying to figure out what the hell is this person trying to say.
You can't write a grant. You can't write it. You can't communicate effectively if you can't speak. You can't talk.
Yes.
Because you write like you talk. That's not good. So and when we come back, I got to tell you about my bathroom experience that goes with what you're saying about how dingy life is today. And
Ooh.
How the media is allowing this. I'm serious.
I've been saying that for a long time.
I'm just saying.
And
then we're going to get to the rest of the news today that's wacky.
Yeah. No, you're right. I have been saying that a long time. How you speak makes a difference. Now, when we get back on the air, I'll tell a little story about it because it's a major, major difference. A lot of this stuff is racial. Some of it's cultural. And a lot of it is language.
Cool.
Language is the tie that binds me on.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. We're on Facebook Live, and we're at tracyandfriends.com, and I'm in studio. I have with me Mark Manji. Mark Manji is an attorney. He's my friend. He has a strong command of the English language, and so does Pianki, and he's an African-American in Louisiana by way of the Show Me State. And I was talking about this at the beginning because society now is really, really wacky. And I was talking about a young man who has raised this black kid. The kid didn't know he was black. Now he has this culture of European America and doesn't know what to do with his life because he talked like a white boy. And so as he's in the military, we are trying to divide people. And so Mark said he had a story. And then during the break, Pionki came in and said something about the bathroom. This morning I walked in on a man because we have transgender bathrooms. I wanted to get some water for the coffee machine.
Yeah.
But what? Why would you do that? Nobody wants to be walked in the bathroom on anybody.
I understand that. Well, first of all, they have a lock on the door and they won't lock it. And
that is true.
You know, that's
but you
what that,
have
that
to lock,
lock
it.
Is there for.
But you shouldn't have to lock it.
Well, I'm against transgender bathrooms, and to be perfectly honest with you, I don't know why any woman would want a transgender bathroom.
Only reason why I want a transgender bathroom is because you guys got a bigger sink than ours, and I can put coffee in my water in my coffee pot.
Yeah, it's bad. So I belong to a local service organization. I belonged to a local service organization for a very long time, and it was an all-white service organization at the time. It is far from it now, but back when this happened, and they brought a speaker in to talk to us, African American guy, and he got up to talk, and you could hear the murmuring. That he's going to say blah 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 blah, and you could hear the murmuring in the crowd. Got up to speak, opened up his mouth. The guy was from Jamaica. And instantaneously, the view of this man changed like in a second. Not based on his color, but based on his speech.
It does make a difference.
And it makes a difference.
And
to come out today and say you really need to, you know, learn to speak minimally with American Standard English. You can have an accent, but when you bring in some of the drawl, coming in from various subculture groups, it's not going to fly.
Well, let me say this. It's okay. An accent is one thing. A butcher block of command of the English language is another. So when I say I be done that, I mean, we laugh at Tyler Perry when he uses that type of English, and it can be very, very entertaining and amusing in its place. And if that's how you want to speak amongst your peers, there's nothing wrong with that. But when you come into the workplace, what we're going to have to teach our young people, that the English language is the language of the day, and you must have a command of it. Vocabulary still is important.
And what was interesting with that service organization was not only did it elevate the African-American to a level playing field, I would tell you 90% of the room probably thought that guy was smarter than they were, all on the basis is Jamaican accent. And it's an interesting dynamic. You know, you laugh at Tyler. I love Tyler Perry.
Right.
I laugh at his movies. But, you know, the issue is, are you laughing with him or are you laughing at them?
Were you laughing with him? Because these are – when you look – and Pionki, jump in if you want. When you look at that kind of satire.
And Madea has a real
– she's got it down. But with her having it down, she's speaking a lot of truth to power also.
Yeah.
And it's okay because it's relatable. It's almost like because we need to laugh again. And if we stop laughing, we need Archie Bunker back. We need to laugh. I'm so serious. We need to have a good heart chuckle, belly chuckle for America because right now we're taking life too seriously.
Madea Christmas was roundly panned by every critic that ever saw it, and I laugh my you-know-what off every time I watch it.
Well, that's good, but you know, things are getting too serious and getting ridiculous, like the deal with Kate Smith. God bless America. Why in the world do we have to travel back in time and try to sanitize things?
My question
is totally
why do
ridiculous.
We have a different day too?
Yeah, we talked about Kate Smith, and I kind of had a change of heart on what my I felt like Pionki felt.
I do too.
But there were two songs that were involved. The one I understood, and I thought, this is really stupid. But the other one, holy smokes, that was awful.
But again, remember, let's understand this. There was a time in this world, in which was not so very, very long ago, where this was acceptable behavior and pressured by society.
And she was from the South. I mean, she was a Southern lady.
Whether it be from the South or from the North, it was pressured by society. There was a reason why, growing up, you and I could not be girlfriend and boyfriend.
Well,
let's
yeah.
be honest about
yeah,
that,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah. I,
okay?
I know that. You're
that,
not telling me anything.
And if,
I don't
and
know.
If that happened, the family pressure, the cultural pressure was so enormous. And so people shun that kind of pressure. Nobody wants – life is hard enough than to have outside pressure
but
like that.
To make that second song, when I looked at the lyrics of it, I thought,
look,
oh, my God. That was –
but that was the time, Mark. And
that,
didn't
that
Bernstein write it? What was the guy?
I don't know who wrote – I don't know who wrote the one I'm talking about the little kids that go to heaven. And it was just –
But, Mark, even our national anthem, if you go to the third verse, if you go back to Virginia, old Virginia that I sang in school, there was a time in America not so long ago that we should not be proud of, but we should learn from.
Yeah,
the problem is we want to dig up dead bodies and say this is what was good, but this is the time, this is the history of America, good, bad, or ugly.
So can I segue from that
sure.
into what I have in orange over there?
Okay.
This is exactly what one of the stories that popped up yesterday. So they were talking about what happened in Charlottesville. And the narrative about Donald Trump was that he was a racist. And he was a racist because he said there's good people on either side.
Right.
And they've taken that and they ran with it and they pounded their fist about it. Trump is a racist. Trump is a racist. Trump is a racist. Trump is a racist. Yesterday, Jake Tapper got on television.
Okay.
And said, well, not really. And he went on to say that CNN has been misquoting Trump on that. And that's not really what he said. Because if you read a line or two down, he specifically excludes people who were racist, white supremacists, and KKK people that were there. And he said unequivocally in that same speech that they were evil and that he was referring to people like myself who were also there and had a permit to be there, trying to protect the heritage of that particular statue and not wipe the past out. Now, for CNN, and Jake Tapper is, you know, about as most identified as CNN as there are, to come out and make that statement, that is really, really interesting. Because that means he was one of the people that were promoting that narrative, and he was lying about it for over 2 years, what Trump said. And then he gets on television and says, well, you know, you look, that's not true. He really is – that's not what he said.
I don't think
– which we know.
I don't know about that one because I just see them setting up for 2020 because you have the 20 godless – the G20 over on the Democrat side. They are strategizing. They are – I don't trust CNN.
I don't either.
I don't trust the media.
You heard about Judge Napolitano.
No.
You didn't hear about Judge
Napolitano. No, I'm on the Saudi Arabia thing.
Oh, okay. Well, Judge Knapp apparently went to see Trump and said, I want to be on the Supreme Court. And they asked for a pardon for one of Shepard Smith's buddies. And Trump said no. And instantaneously, Napolitano changed his narrative. And now when you listen to him, if there's a pro and a con, he always takes the anti-Trump argument when he's making his legal commentary. So that is – it's interesting how the media is playing it. I agree with you about CNN. I don't trust them.
I don't trust the news narrative. They're very, very disingenuous. So just because they get it right twice a day today, when you see that you're not telling the truth, when you see that you are allowing this to happen – for your own benefit and for the – they don't want America to know the truth about anything.
So the question is, it's not only CNN. It's CBS that did a thing on immigrants last night on 60 Minutes.
But they're all by the same people.
And I thought and said that, you know what, there is a crisis at the border. You've had crisis at the border things to the New York Times and the Washington Post. You've had stories from the Washington Post and the New York Times saying Mueller got it right and the Democratic Party is in trouble. This is going on over and over and over again all within the last 10 days. And it all happened at one time. So my question is, who's pulling the strings with all these organizations that are all of a sudden walking back what they've been lying about for the last 2 years?
Well, they've been lying longer than that. Because the seeing.
But the overt.
I'm going to tell you when I noticed it. You know, when you used to read an article online, then at the bottom you was allowed to make comments. Around the time of the Ukraine incident, and all the comments was coming, I think Russians was also commenting, and the comments was real accurate. All of a sudden, no more comments at the bottom of the articles with CNN. No more comments in the other newspapers, neither of MSNBC and so on, so on, so on.
I got to take a break real quick, Pianki, but you said something there, and I'll tell you there's a twofold there, and I'm going to talk about that. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
I think they're in trouble with this investigating that's going on. I think they've just lost zero credibility. They're in trouble across the board. Some of those people were directly involved with that Russia thing, taking bribes.
Oh yeah.
People, and you don't know how far up the hierarchy it goes.
I just don't think it's going to go too far. I wish I had more confidence, but I just don't think it's going to go that far.
Well, I think Obama's in trouble.
I think they're all in trouble. I just don't think they're going to go after them. Not like they should.
Well, then at least the public should know.
But I don't think they're going to expose it. It's going to be. I believe it's almost that too big to fail. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't have a civil war yet.
It would go so far up the food chain. That it was,
well,
it
needs to.
But I was talking to someone the other day, and we were talking about change. And change that happens fast doesn't work well in America. You got to steer us slowly. If you move us too fast, we'll hijack like a truck. And I don't think they're gonna. They're gonna wipe out people like they should, and because they haven't been honest with American people about what's really going on in America.
You mean knife jack?
Knife jack. Did I say hijack?
Yeah.
Knife jack, yes.
Jackknife. Well, knife. Obama tried to change it awful fast. Every day he was scared to look at the news for fear of what he'd done over the night.
Ooh, I like that hat. It is
look what they've done to those students that was holding the sign there in that one school, taking a picture with
it. I gotta come right back. Hold on. Who said that? Do you know the story about the Bolton and the North Korea and the money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Kim Jong-un say we were supposed to pay or we paid?
No, Trump said
we
didn't pay.
I know we didn't pay. So
Bolton says they paid.
I don't know who said they paid. They're getting it wrong.
Hold on. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. Hey, tomorrow, Sheriff David Clark from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, will be in Northeast Ohio. He will be in Cleveland at the Crop Restaurant at 11:30. And he will be here at the Maronite Center for the Mahoning County Lincoln Day Dinner at 6 o'clock. And Mark Manji is involved with that, and so am I. And we're looking forward to a great day tomorrow. Want to?
Can I give a plug to my site?
You give a plug to your Shifting Right.
I'm going to give you a site. Get local people. You want to hear about food? You want to know what's going on? Go to the Facebook page for Youngstown Eats.
Youngstown Eats.
Right now, you're going to see a very heavy-duty discussion about the proper recipe for halushki. And I didn't know that it would generate such controversy. But there's a guy out of Columbus who writes a column called Bob on Books. He's from Youngstown originally, but he works for the university now, or is retired from Ohio State University. And he writes lot of stuff about Youngstown. He wrote a piece on Halushki, and I made the mistake of posting it this morning because the people who live here say, why did you post that? That's not Halushki. That's something else. And then the discussion was off.
And so now you're on over Halushki.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the people that don't know what Halushki is? Because remember, you're telling people who have no idea what a Pianchi, do you know what Halushki is?
I thought it was a food.
But do you know what it is?
No.
See?
Okay, so the Youngstown way of doing it, it's basically noodle, melted butter, melted, you brown the onions a little bit, you melt the onions a little bit, you put in some noodles and some cooked cabbage and mix it all up. It's like cabbage and noodles.
It's called a good way to stretch a great meal cheap.
Now, if you go to the regular ones, they actually make dumplings. And they use some other stuff that goes into it that makes it a lot more appetizing. I don't like the way the recipe for Halushki I saw today, but some of the ones I've seen, I love. It's Polish, Slavic, Eastern
so
European
it's Polish?
Food. Pardon me?
It's Polish?
Yeah, well, sure, the Polish Halushki, yeah.
Didn't realize that.
And that's, you go all over there. All the Slavic countries, not Hungary, because there are different – those are Magyars. They're not Slavs. But you get to where the Slavs are, and you're going to have Russians will have a form of Halushki, and Poles have a form of Halushki.
They all have a form of Halushki.
Yeah, and they come here, and then it gets kind of, changed, Americanized.
So it's like Chinese food.
Yeah.
You come to China, and you go to Chinese, and you go, can I have some General Tso's chicken? They're like,
Where's my fortune cookies? What?
French fries in France, huh?
Yeah.
Listen,
same with Italy.
I got a problem, and I just saw this. I want to bring up hopefully the right to work and states' rights. I also want to bring up the attack on Jews in America right now,
yeah.
And I also want to bring up the beheading of gays and recruiting more executions in Saudi Arabia.
Very serious stuff.
I am very, very concerned about the spin on all of it. Right to work, states' rights. If you don't know what right to work is, if you don't know what states' rights are, then you have a problem. And I have a problem when people are trying to, like AOC, trying to blanket stuff and take away states' rights and you not knowing the structure of America. I am so amazed by how many people have no idea what it means for a city, a county, a state to be independent yet be connected.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point.
They don't know that. People, when you look at the sovereignty of your cities, of your county, of your municipalities, of your state, and of your nation, I'm having conversations with people who are college graduates with their master's degree saying that Americans should not be sovereign.
What plays out? It plays out with these police issues. They think that a police department in Washington State, in Tacoma, Washington, should operate the same as one in Wilmington, North Carolina. Those are two different states, two different municipalities, two different sovereignties.
But they want sovereignty. If you're talking about sanctuary cities and sanctuaries, well, it's a sovereign right of a state to go do what it's going to do, and we don't have to listen to the federal government.
Until?
And then you come over here to right to work, and you've got Kamala Harris saying, well, we're going to
take all the states with no more right to work.
So for some issues, when it suits them, state sovereignty is great. When it doesn't suit them,
but Mark, that's for the politician, but that's not for the American, because most Americans, they hear the buzz and the word in between the word right to work. They don't always hear everything, and because they don't hear everything, they are uninformed, misinformed, and they have no clue. So you say right to work, states' rights, sovereignty, they have no idea the networking.
And right to work just kind of came out of nowhere because she has to make herself known. She's talking about something. She knows that right to work is a state's issue. There's no way they're going to be able to change that at the federal level. And people don't understand that. Oh, yeah, man, she's right. But, she's These are states, Michigan, Indiana. I don't think Pennsylvania is a right-to-work state.
No, not.
It's, I know Ohio is not.
No,
but
they're
I think
not.
Most of West Virginia is. We're surrounded by right-to-work states. That would include Pennsylvania.
And those states are doing very, very well with their economy, where Ohio is still lacking.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, because I'm looking at this, and I'm watching this gay issue over in Saudi Arabia, and then bougie running.
Yeah.
Well, you know, those countries, too. Tracy, I don't like to interfere with other countries the way they go about handing down justice for somebody who's broken.
And I have a problem with micro. I mean, that's another country, and we don't want them in our business. And so now that we're an ally with Saudi Arabia because of them, and remember the
they killed that guy.
The reporter.
Yeah.
That's correct. And they said it's by the order of the prince, but he hit the prince that I know nothing about.
Yeah.
Sovereign immunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and whose word do we take?
Well, you take the word of the prince. If you don't,
yeah,
you get hit.
Because he's there. Well,
that's right.
I think what's going on in Saudi Arabia right now is more of a comment. I mean, I'm reading. I read that headline today, and I kind of read through the story.
Mm-hmm.
That says more about Islam than it does about state sovereignty.
No, I'm talking about the climate of the Democrat Party.
Ah.
How they want President Trump to react to what's going on in Saudi Arabia, and how they're going to spin this to make it, from what I can see, to make him look not compassionate towards people's lives.
Sure.
Remember, they want him to get involved in Saudi Arabia business and pull away from them.
Yeah, but don't they operate in Saudi Arabia under Sharia law? Is not Ilhan Omar talking about Sharia law?
Sure.
Absolutely.
That's it. Yaki, I think you've hit the big mess that's the Democratic Party right now, because they have mixed Judaism and they've mixed Islam
in one little boat,
and it don't work. Back in the day, they were able to take diverse groups of people that normally you would think wouldn't get along together and form it into a political party, but they weren't dealing with religion.
Right.
And now they have a problem.
There you go.
And you're that Jewish rabbi? Yes.
There you go.
The Jewish rabbi came out there and thanked Trump.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
There we go.
And
so look at what's going on now. So we have now taken Jerusalem, made it the capital of Israel, and put our embassy there. We have Saudi Arabia, which we know, who is now beheading. We've got bougie and his husband running for office.
Yeah.
And all these things are trying to put into this little tangled web we weave.
Well, Jerusalem was always the capital of Israel. Around the world, the United States puts its embassies in the capitals of the country.
That's correct.
So that's where that came from.
We're dealing with the Jews right now. When you look at this thing over here, what's going on, it really fascinates me. We've got a problem with Saudi Arabia.
Correct.
Because Trump has made a major effort, and the news has not reported it, but he is issuing sanctions against countries that don't give gays equal rights.
Well, remember,
and nobody publicized it, but he is, you know, going great guns on it.
Because remember, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton went around to the world and said, if you don't sign on to this gay rights amendment, we will no longer give you foreign
aid.
Yeah.
And
remember
not
that.
Only gay rights, but also gay rights, and also abortion at will.
That's correct.
So what do you do with Saudi Arabia, who is A, believe it or not, a friend of Israel?
They don't kill each other.
Yeah, well, the friend, you know, the enemy of my
enemy is my friend.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
That's right.
And Saudi Arabia is scared to death of Iran because they don't have the technical capability that the Iranians have, and they rely on the United States and Israel for protection. So now what does our government do with Saudi Arabia that's doing this? That's horrible. They shouldn't be doing this.
Well, you know what the problem is, Mark and Tracy? Our government have been infiltrated by these ideals. You got this representative, Tlaib, the female Muslim in Michigan that took John Conyers' seat. Her interest is more on Palestine than it is the people that she represents in Michigan.
Oh, sure. You're exactly right.
Ilhan Omar, her interest is in Somali and the Somalians in Minnesota. You know, they even have Sharia Bank there in for them, too. But you have your government infiltrated. Look at the one guy that's running for president out there in California. I can't think of his name. His interest is it's what's going on in South America, and they want to have open borders.
So the question is, how do you allow your enemy to infiltrate your government system?
Well, they ran for office. How are you going to stop that?
I'm just saying.
You can't stop that. You let this group of people into your country. They congregate together. This is exactly what you're going to get.
And why is it that we are not smart enough to see what's going on and stop it? Because remember, they got in, but they could have been voted out and or can be voted out. But people have no idea how the process works. And if you look at what they're talking about with the Mueller investigation, because I can't get it out my system either, they're trying to make people think that it was the election system that was contaminated when it was your not due diligence. It had nothing to do with the election. They did not hack the election system.
No,
and if you go out and ask people, they believe that it was stolen by Russia because of the process. And now we have an election going on right now in Youngstown, Ohio, and it is going to be a record low. And things are going to get passed, and things are going to happen because people have lost their confidence in their country and in the democracy in which we govern.
You look at AOC. She was elected. You know how many – the percentage of electorate that came out to vote? 4%.
That's what I'm saying.
She won with 4%.
That's what I'm saying.
Voting, not winning by 4%. Only 4% showed up to vote.
That's what I'm saying. And when you have an undereducated electorate that does not know how the gears move, that does not know how this happens, that's how you get people like that inside of your – structure who make your rules. See,
but hell, Omar,
touched by everything.
Omar represents a district that's about 70%, 67% white, and she got elected. So where was the ignorance in there? Not to
that's
know
what
was going to happen.
And those white people are Jewish.
That's what I'm saying.
Which is amazing.
No one's paying attention.
Why are they up in arms? Why aren't – I don't understand the Jewish vote in America.
Let me tell you what it is, and I talked to them about this. When I asked them about why do you vote Democrat, they said it's because back in the 30s, in the 20s and 30s, when the Jews were starting to migrate over to America, they were not treated kindly by European America, the Democrat or the Republican Party. And let me say this. Republicans' personalities – are very, very different than Democrat personalities. And I know that's probably a whole show for a whole other day, but there is a difference in how they view things.
I used to vote Democrat till I woke up.
But again, remember, you got a progressive now. You got a progressive lullaby going on right now, lulling everyone to sleep.
Well, let me put this out here. And Mark says something very instrumental. You have progressives that's trying to break up black enclaves. All black public schools are not good, rather than concentrating on the education. But at the same time, you got these other groups. You got the Muslims that's creating their enclaves, getting elected and trying to change things that's going to favor the country where they come from. You got up there in Minnesota where they call it Little Mogadishu with Ilhan Omar and the crime that's going on there, the money that's been taken through the airports, over $10,000 because they learned how to fill out that one form. So that's what's happened. These people come to this country. They are not acclimatic into the ways of an American. They still maintain their own culture. They maintain their food. They maintain their political ideology. And they try to take control of the United States government for the benefit of where they came from.
Hey, listen, I got to take a break real quick. But did you say try? Or are they patient enough to wait it out and take it over if we're not careful?
They learned it.
Here on WHKZ AM 1440, my call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
Look at who Biden has as a strategist, Simone Sanders, who I believe is part of a Black Alliances and Black Lives Matter. What's going on, Mark?
Mark, did you hear that?
I can't hear him very well.
You can't hear Pianchi?
It's really muffled.
Right now or all the way?
No, it was fine when the show was on.
Okay, Pianchi, you're muffled during the break. So hold on just a second.
What did you say?
Oh, that was too much. Question. When I'm talking to you, how does it sound in your ear?
When you're talking?
When I'm talking. Is it muffled? Is it eerie? Is it what?
It's better for me with not having the headphones on. So if you see, you got one ear.
I understand. Okay. So, do you need a headphone with one ear?
Well, I would need a headphone that
so they have
of works,
with one.
Because this one doesn't. This side doesn't work at all on here, on this one.
Oh, then we need to change that out then.
But it's just, this is, I don't
okay.
hear well through the headphones.
I understand.
So I put this up here for Pianki so I can hear him.
But you can hear Pianki.
I can hear Pianki.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear him well?
Yeah, I can hear him. Okay. You, I have problems with. You're muffled and slurred. Yeah, and I don't know why.
Me? It's probably me talking.
So I can not when I have.
Oh, because I'm about 4 cups of coffee in by right now.
Jeez. Oh, my Lord.
Josh, I can't wait to work with you tomorrow. You're going to have a blast, and this is only the beginning here. I'm serious. I'm never going to die.
America is at a turning point.
You and I are brothers and sisters, because you know I got an IV sticking in my, like, it's almost like what they call it, not the IV drip, when you go dialysis. I got dialysis going here. You know, the business card.
Can't get it out?
Oh, can't get it out because they don't.
Why don't they open like they used to?
Because this is for small business, and the ones that I'm accustomed to are for, you buy at the copy shop, it is a copier, you tear it apart. It's to screw people. I'm serious.
You want some more stuff to be mad at? Yes, I'm...